true.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
We never go out of style. Yeah. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Pretty out the window. Looks nice here in downtown.
It's a nice day.
Bottle Rock is back, you guys. That's right. Bottle Rock Napa Valley, presented by Jam Cellars. The first taste of summer. Mmm, delicious. It returns May 23rd through the 25th. And now we've got your chance to win a pair of three-day festival passes for Bottle Rock. Here's how you do it. You text the word chill, C-H-I-L-L, chill. Like, hey, man, we're going to hang out. We're going to chill at Bottle Rock. Ah. Chill to our contest line, 20357. The word is chill. You send it to the contest line, 20357. If you text that to us on our regular line, you have not entered. 20357. Text the word chill. Headliners are Green Day, Justin Timberlake, Noah Kahan, Benson Boone, and there's just a million bands playing. If you've never been to Bottle Rock, it's absolutely great. Like, the location is great. The way you move between the stages is great. All the different areas. It's just great.
I loved it.
Yeah, it's such a good,
And I've been to a million concerts, and that's one of the ones right there.
It's really good.
You want that.
Yep. So if you want these tickets, text the word chill to 20357, just like that. And we're going to do this again at 12:05 and 5:05. We're doing it all week. So we have lots of pairs of three-day passes.
408 texted in, when my daughter was 8, she told me to get more rope and more straw. I asked her why she said that, and she said, you always say I'm at the end of my rope, or this is the last straw.
Here, Mom, here's your Christmas present. Here's box of rope. Box, a handful of straw.
That's pretty good for an 8-year-old. That's really well done.
Yeah.
You got a good one there.
Kids are pretty literal, you know? She's probably thinking, geez, she is running out of rope. That is...
really well
done. Last straw? Jeez.
Yeah, I didn't hear those, but I definitely heard I've had it up to here a lot.
I'm right, Sandy? Pull this car over.
Oh, I heard that one too.
Mm-hmm. Right. That I was used to get yelled at about leaving the door open and stuff, you know. What am I eating outdoors? You live in a barn.
I truly walk around the house grumbling as I turn off the light switches in their rooms, and I just...
Yep.
Oh my God, I'm turning into that guy.
Well, you are the guy who pays bills, so that's what it comes down to.
By the way, turns out you don't really notice the light switches, but you will notice the hot tub. Just a little bit.
Oh, Well, again, solar. Hopefully that'll take the edge off. Maybe I'll get them at the same exact time, and it'll be... Yeah. I'll be like, oh, look, net zero. Okay, anyway, so hopefully you're texting us the word chill right now to 20357. Okay. Bottle Rock, which is, we're doing the tickets for it right now. One of the cool things about this, and I didn't realize that these guys haven't been doing shows. Four Non Blondes is playing, and their first show in 30 years is at Bottle Rock Napa Valley.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow. Now, are we talking about, Is Four Non Blondes just Linda Perry now, or is she saying basically she's bringing the old band back together?
It's a reunion.
Okay.
And it is her talking about this. She's on somebody's talk show, Linda Perry. Linda Perry, by the way, who is the singer for that band and wrote, the giant hit, What's Going On? I think the name of the song is What's Up, because they didn't want to get mixed up with, the Marvin Gaye song, What's Going On? So, she wrote that song. I don't know another song from Four Non Blondes. And usually, a song like that is such a massive hit. If there is another good song, you will also hear that song.
Right.
And then in other songs as well. But I never heard another song. Was there another?
The thing I know about her, and I don't know what other songs, but she turned herself into a collaborator and a writer.
Yes.
And so she's responsible for other artists' songs. I can't name them.
Was she married to Sarah Gilbert for a
while?
She
was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's sort of been peripherally in our lives for a while. Like, you're right. You would see her as like a co-writer on something or maybe putting a soundtrack together or something like that. I don't know. I just feel like I would hear her name from time to time. So Four Non Blondes, 90s rockers, Four Non Blondes have not played a show in 30 years, which is insane to me. Like, how did they not tour? What's going on, you know, to the end of days? Anyway, she was just on this thing. She's talking about the reunion, saying that she'd been putting that energy out for the band to come back together, and they're working on it. And she says, we got this offer for Bottle Rock. And I'm like, okay. She says, I remember thinking, I want this to happen. I've told the universe I want this to happen.
Here's a list.
Okay.
Written by Linda Perry. Beautiful, Christina Aguilera.
Oh, that's a great song.
Superwoman by Alicia Keys.
Oh, I don't know if I know that one.
What you waiting for, Gwen Stefani.
Oh, she has collaborated with a lot of people.
Voice
huh?
in My Head, The Chicks. Brave New World, Weezer.
Oh, fun.
Get the Party Started, Pink.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's...
A Beautiful Noise, Alicia Keys and Brandi Carlile.
Look up her net worth, please. Linda Perry.
Let's see.
Because I'm sure that people are still listening.
There's
to
a bunch more, but they're getting less and less recognizable by me, and I don't know how many of you would go, that was a hit, Dum Dum.
Yeah.
But there's a lot. There's a long list of songs that she helped write.
Well, that's where the money is. Write the song.
So publishing rights. It says $8 million.
What? That does not seem like enough. Linda Perry deserves more money than that. Let's all go to Bottle Rock and give her some money.
The artists she's worked with include Natasha Bedingfield.
Oh, God.
Vanessa
did she do that
Carlton,
one song?
Gwen Stefani, Alicia Keys, Pink, Solange.
Oh, that's Beyonce's little sister.
Uh-huh. Let's see
she
here. Ariana Grande.
Well-received. Oh, really?
Celine Dion. These are all artists that Linda Perry from Four Non Blondes has written songs for. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Kelly Osbourne, Hole.
Oh my God, funny. I really feel like Linda Perry needs to be worth more than that.
She worked with Dolly Parton on a song called Girl in the Movies.
I'm seeing another net worth that says $18 million.
That feels more real, but I...
Okay, I've seen a couple that say $18 million now, so...
I don't know. I don't know why I don't think $8 million is enough, but it just doesn't... It feels like with that kind of success and those kind of co-writing...
Maybe she's the king of bad deals.
She might be. You know what? She might get paid to help write it and then doesn't own any of the publishing on it. I would think that what's going on alone, just whoever's got the publishing rights to that, that's pulling in some money. That's making royalties still, I would think. I mean, I don't know. I guess I haven't played that for a while, but I'm sure someone's streaming that somewhere. Do we have that in the... It doesn't matter. Never mind. Why do I ask these questions?
Why do you?
I don't. Can't think of a GD thing. Anyway, they're getting back together. First time we'll see them in 30 years coming up at Bottle Rock. Okay. Tom Hamilton of Aerosmith is talking about... They might not be done.
They're done.
Well, probably.
Let's hear what he has to say.
I kind of agree with this. They're all like 100 years old.
I feel like... why can't I think of the singer's name?
Steven Tyler.
Steven Tyler... He's tried. He's had surgeries. His voice is shot. I understand you're depending on him to be able to go back out and do it, but he has told you repeatedly, I can't sing anymore.
He says, this is what Tom says, if we do anything in the future, it would come from him because he is the thing you need to do an Aerosmith show.
Right.
Steven's healing process is going really, really well. But it goes at its own pace. By the way, the bass player that was talking here from Aerosmith is 73 years old. Like, guys, there's no pressure. Like, you don't have to. I get it. Everybody wants to say on top when they say goodbye. But
you hear this from artists before, though, where they like in this case, he can't do it. If he can do it and he goes out and does a show, he'll trash his voice and be right back where he started.
Right, exactly. So he says maybe Aerosmith will do something in the future, but it's a big if. And the last thing I want to be doing is to try and push Steven. So if we do anything in the future, it would come from him. But there you go. He has had surgery. And it's just so funny because it's just, you know, clickbait.
Well, Aerosmith a reunion? Really good friend Question of mark? Yours has taught. I was talking to him about his band and he was saying my whole life is tied up in this band.
Yep.
And it's a band that I absolutely love. Love them.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I want to go do what we do, but we have to have everybody involved or it's not that band. And it's just, you're either a unit or you're not touring.
Or you're not a unit. Nine Inch Nails have made a statement. And here is how it reads. This is on Instagram. Since some dates and information about our world tour have leaked, we're confirming that yes, we will be touring and we will provide more details soon. We are all watching the devastation that is unfolding in California and have paused our announcement while people try to deal with all that is happening. So if you were thinking to yourself, boy, it'd be great to see Trent and the boys or girls. I don't know who's in the band. It looks like they're going to do a world tour.
I've seen them.
I've seen them a bunch of times.
I recommend them.
Highly recommend them. Trent Reznor is entertaining on stage.
Oh, yeah? And, well, like, for what? How? Why?
Well, he tends to start throwing things, and people were ducking. And I saw them when Marilyn Manson opened up for them, and I saw them with David Bowie.
Oh, my God, you did?
Yeah.
That's a show.
That was a great show. I'm a big fan of Nine Inch Nails, so I'm like,
I have to believe he's another guy in my club. I think that he might not be as reckless as he once was now that he's stopped with the drugs and alcohol, but we'll have to wait and see.
An older guy's a curl dad. You know.
He's in great shape.
Sure.
I'm sure he's going to put on a great show, but I don't think he'll be quite as reckless without the, you know.
Yeah. He was, when I worked in New York, we had him in studio once, and he demanded like a certain kind of wine and some cheese of some sort.
Oh, wine and cheese.
Just to come do the interview. Fancy. Didn't touch any of it, you know? Like,
of course not.
We were sending interns all over New York trying to find this stuff, and then he doesn't touch any of it.
Ain't it always the way?
Thanks, Trent.
You had to jump through all the hoops. Anyway, if you're into Nine Inch Nails, and it sounds like my audio, it looks like a world tour, but they are
cool.
They've pushed off the announcement. A lot of things are getting pushed off right now. Every time I open up the internet, it's like, this is also delayed. Like this one, The Weeknd has canceled his Rose Bowl concert and delayed his new album, which is, ironically, the name of his new album is called Hurry Up Tomorrow.
Mm.
And that's been put off now. He's pushed it for a week or two. I think it was supposed to come out. Let's see. He was scheduled to play the Rose Bowl next weekend, not this coming weekend, but the weekend after the 25th. That is canceled. And the new album was supposed to come out before that. So maybe this week or possibly the end of next week. But it's now pushed until January 31st.
Is he going by Abel on this tour or is he going by The Weeknd?
It's saying The Weeknd here, but I don't know.
Okay.
I believe it's The Weeknd.
Okay. I just saw some article somewhere that was saying he's...
You do hear his name a lot
more.
He's
going back to Abel Tess, whatever it is.
SRA or something.
I forget.
Tesla Face. Something like that.
You don't want that name.
Tesla Face? No, you're in big trouble.
People are very mean about Tesla.
Oh my God, Tesla, we hate you.
Yikes.
So The Weeknd says...
It's Tesfaye.
Tesfaye.
I mean, that's how it's spelled.
Tesfaye?
F-A-Y-E.
Tesla Face. I knew it was Tesla Face.
You're close.
The Weeknd says, this city has always been a profound source of inspiration for me. My thoughts are with everyone impacted during this difficult time. My focus remains on supporting the recovery of these communities and aiding its incredible people as they rebuild. So he is delaying and postponing and wants to be the center of attention when his Hurry Up Tomorrow record comes out and not have it be... I mean, honestly, who would ever want to release something when something of this magnitude is going on?
Right.
Be like, why should anyone care about this right now? Let's go ahead and focus on the important things. So there's that. All right, Vinny, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the news?
I still have some great stuff, including the hot health trends for 2025 and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for more info, photos, and trailers for all the stuff that we talked about today.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by 5K a Day.
Oh.
Alice and Odyssey have your chance to win 5K a day. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app now.
Odyssey.
Log in and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour to get your daily entry for your chance to be a winner of $5,000.
Oh, who doesn't want that?
I don't.
Great. You do.
I do want that. I want that. Yeah, right.
Yep.
Someone will win $5,000 every single day. And all you got to do is listen to Alice and the Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
Beautiful today. Mm. Like, you know, the perfect weather, except that we might want rain, but we're not getting that.
Right. So even though you're not getting it, just try to appreciate how beautiful it is.
This isn't the kind of news I usually spend time reporting, but I thought it was important just because it's been an ongoing saga and it's hard to watch. U.S. Secretary of State Blinken says a deal for the ceasefire in Gaza and the release of the Israeli hostages is right on the brink, closer than it's ever been before.
Oh.
So I don't know. I'll leave it there. That's okay. Good news.
Yeah. Yes.
Fingers crossed.
Americans predict that cutting out processed foods, healthy aging, and improving gut health will be the top three health trends of 2025. That's a survey of 2,000 Americans.
Hmm.
One of the things that's become very interesting in my own life, and I see it only getting more important as it spreads, is the wearable. My watch has become, like, I don't really care about getting my text messages. If it's important, then I'll see it on my watch. But in general, I'm kind of like, I don't care. But I try to make sure, especially now that I've got kids and less time to take care of myself, that if I can spin those rings, I've done at least that.
Yep.
And it does become a way for you to, like, you can look back at your month and go, come on, Vin, you can do better than that. Right. I want to do better than that. I just got to make the time.
You got to do it in. You actually have to figure it out.
Yep. So anyway, there's a lot of things in this story, but those are some of them. The healthy aging and improving our gut health.
Yeah, the gut health thing. You hear that a lot. I just, you know, if only there was some magic pill you could take, just like that improves everything.
We all want everything to be easy, don't we?
Yeah, we sure as hell do. Sick of this having to do work to get stuff. Come on.
There's a shot for that.
Yeah, that's what I want. Give me a magic pill. Is there no shot for gut health? Come on.
They say, though, that, what is the term? Not swelling, but...
bloating?
That's not the term either.
Complaining?
Never mind.
Farting?
Gas? Gaseousness?
Farting. Yes, it's farting.
Gasosity?
Never mind. Oh my God. Farting. Yeah, that's it. They say farting is great for your gut health.
Oh, I'm sure it is, actually. Right? I mean, doesn't that move things along? Just, you know, you don't want a bunch of gas in you.
Right.
It's just stinky. Get it out.
It starts with an I. It's a...
irritable bowel syndrome?
No, never mind. It'll hit me and then I'll go... And I'll probably be on my drive home.
I. He'll know what it is. You know, just type in butt health I and see if it's...
gut health.
Oh, gut. Sorry. I take that back. Gut health I. Indigestion?
No. Just, I'll move on.
Okay. Indignation?
No.
Inflammation?
Inflammation!
Inflammation!
That's it!
Inflammation!
Woo! Thank you so much!
Inflammation
is a big problem and one of the things with gut health. That's why they want you. Oh, God, that was too much work.
Yeah.
Thank you, though, Maddie, because I was really ready to just walk out of here.
Well, we knew you had the first letter, so we knew we could Google it.
Jesus. Inflammation is bad.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you for telling me.
A serial butt slapper is on the loose in Denver.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Sorry. What? I just thought that's very funny.
It's just was a little bit more sexy than funny.
Butt slapper.
A serial butt slapper's on the loose in Colorado. Cops are asking people to help identify him. A woman in Denver, in the Denver suburb of Lakewood, was out jogging on New Year's Day when he drove up behind her on an e-bike and swatted her on the behind.
Oh.
Then a day later, he did it again to a different woman in the same area. Meaning in the butt.
Right. Oh, right on the...
Well, same part of time, town too, but also in the same spot.
Like same place, same butt slapper.
Butt slapper?
Hello, Stella. I'm coming in now. Whoop-ah!
Two other incidents have been reported so far. Someone got a shot of him on his e-bike, but you can't see his face. A serial butt slapper might sound funny, but he's looking at sexual assault charges.
Yeah, don't touch people. Do not be slapping anybody's butt. Plus, he could knock somebody over. What if they're carrying, you know, their mom's ashes or something, and now they've been dumped all over the ground?
What?
I don't know. Well, what could you be carrying that would be disastrous if someone knocked it out of your hands? If you got shoved forward and you dropped your mom's ashes?
Eggs, your coffee.
Your mom's ashes.
Why do you have eggs? Sure, your coffee works, actually. I dropped my coffee. I paid $9 for this coffee.
Dropped my mom. Oh, butt slapper!
Cops in Polk County, Florida have arrested a 53-year-old man named Donald Calloway. Because he was trying to sleep with a horse.
Well, they're so sexy.
It happened the day after Christmas, and they're just sharing the details. His own girlfriend turned him in.
Good. She did the right thing. Well done, lady.
She called the cops after she found Donald standing next to the horse and romancing himself.
Oh. So she this is not his first time with this horse.
We don't know, but she said he had himself near the horse's face.
Oh, dear God. So he's talking to her first for a while.
I mean, you wouldn't.
You wouldn't. Yeah, those front teeth are shears. They crop grass.
By the way, the Jerry Springer documentary is on Netflix right now. It's very, very interesting. But the one thing the producer said, they went over the line. They never said they went over the line. For everything. But one of them was when they had a guy on who actually married a horse and admitted to having relations with the horse. And that was the topic of the show. And they were like, yeah, that was when we were really.
Yeah, I feel like when you find someone with an animal, and they look up and they're like, oh, it's definitely not their first time. That animal's like, thank God someone finally found him.
God. Donald eventually admitted to it. And he told police it had been a while, probably 2 months, and described it as a frustrated moment and a dumb decision. The horse is fine. Her name is Raven and she wasn't injured. He's facing charges of, well, you can imagine what the charges are, but does the girlfriend dump him too? Is she done with him?
I feel that she is, but I'm the older I get, the more surprised I am by what people are willing to tolerate to remain in a relationship.
I really hope that should be the last.
He should be out of straw at this time, or she should be.
Right.
Horse or not. Is it his horse? That guy should also never be allowed to have horses anymore. No more horses for you.
You know, when I first saw the story, I thought, I don't know. Florida and farms, really?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them, huh?
Callaway, up in the mid to upper part of the state, there's a lot of farms. It's a little bit more rolling and there's a lot of horse activity up there.
Is that right?
Yes.
Is that like Jacksonville way?
No, that's sort of more like upper right. This is sort of right in the middle. There's a whole section where because it takes you a whole day to drive out of Florida, just so you know. If you're like down in the southern part of Florida, when you go to try to leave the state, it's forever.
Mm.
It's such a long arm. And then you go through all these places.
It's not as long as California, though.
Oh, I don't know. Probably not.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it does. It takes you, you know, if you live down where my parents live on the Gulf, straight across from Miami. Man, it's forever to drive out of there. We drove there from St. Louis one time. We drove down to Florida. And I was, and like most of the trip was in Florida. Like, oh my God. This is long.
When the sniffles hit, so does the drama.
Oh.
For some people. 1/3 of couples say their partner acts like a baby when they're sick.
Oh my God, John's a huge baby. He's just in a bad mood. He's like rotten about it.
He's not a baby.
He is. He's a huge baby.
John is one of the best.
Yeah.
Around.
He is. He's great. But man, needy. He's like, leave me alone. He says leave me alone. And he's like, hey, do you think you could bring me that one thing? Could you go to the store and get the... I'm like, I thought you wanted me to leave you alone. Yeah, but I need...
Oh, my God.
I hope he's not listening right now. He's like, you're John, such a liar.
We know she's framing you. Mm-hmm. We already know it. We already know it.
He's probably Team not John. Listening. Oh, yeah. Team, hashtag Team John.
One third of couples say their partner acts like a baby when they're sick, including acting stubborn, dramatic, and even refusing to admit that they're sick. Mm-hmm. This might mean you have to do everything, cooking meals for them, cleaning after them, covering the household tasks, running errands for them, waiting on them hand and foot. You know, the biggest problem I've encountered as we've had kids is you can't just be sick.
Oh, like, yeah. No, you're still have all
I
your responsibilities.
I just want to be left alone. I actually am not interested in anyone caring for me. Just leave me alone and let me hide in my room under the blankets till this goes away.
Right.
The end. Except that.
Enter children.
There's someone asking for, can you make me a sandwich?
Are you kidding me? I can't even talk out of my mouth right now.
Oh, my God.
I'll probably sneeze right in the middle of it. I don't care. Make it for me.
Anyway.
Yeah. That is one of the eye-opening parts of parenthood is you don't get to be sick anymore. It doesn't matter how sick you are. The whole family could have the trots, and you're the one doing all the work because you got kids. They're great.
They are great.
They really are.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. You texters are the best. I wasn't looking at the page. I should have, because I should have known you knew what I was talking about. But inflammation, Vinny, Delilah, and Martinez. Inflammation, Vince.
Good job, you guys. Thank you.
Vin's looking for inflammation. Yes, y'all got it.
Not information.
Oh, my gosh. He put it near horse's teeth? Wow, yeah, that's dangerous, it sounds like.
They're, there's, you know, the thing is they've got these teeth that come out the front and meet in the very front, but then there's a place where the bit goes, like, they've got, there's an open space. It's the only place, it's behind the two sets, and then back here are, like, these big, huge molars to grind it all up. But there is a space. You could actually
Oh, you got to go on the side, you're saying.
Well, Donald. Except the mouth doesn't go back that far, you know?
I don't know. Listen,
that'd be so dangerous. Maybe he's just like talking to it and taking it out for dinner, giving it some grain, you know. It's like, don't be scared. I'm going to put a ladder back here.
707 suggesting that you might drop your baby, Sarah, but mom's ashes.
Okay, fine. Your baby. Maybe you have a baby.
No.
I don't know. It's the first thing I thought of. I just said it.
I always take my mom's ashes out for a little stroll in the afternoon.
Well, maybe find some place to dump them, you know. Spread them.
925 says the guys that put out the Justin Timberlake video were challenging him to a race.
Oh yeah,
he's douchey, and I feel for his wife, but he did the right thing by not engaging with them.
Well, he did engage with them. He did. They yelled back and forth, and he used the F word at them.
Oh. I think they deserved it trying to race JT.
Well, they're all just being
leave him alone.
They're all just they're just trying to get his attention. It's got to be annoying to be him, you know. You're going through, you're having a bad day, and there's everybody like, yeah, it's a race. We're both in cars. This is what we should do.
Listen to this about Linda Perry.
Okay.
Vin, this is from 415. These are texts. I don't know this to be true
Nothing
or
confirmed.
False.
All right.
Vin, Pink and Linda Perry had a big falling out because she offered the song Beautiful to Pink, but ended up giving it to Christina Aguilera instead.
Oh.
Here's another one. Linda Perry is homophobic. She doesn't like to acknowledge she's a lesbian and also won't use proper pronouns in her own songs when she's singing about her relationships.
Oh. Man, I wouldn't know about that. I mean, she was pretty well known she was married. Right? Wasn't she married to Sarah Gilbert?
Yeah. Oh, and someone else wrote in and said they are still married.
No.
Oh.
They divorced in 2021.
No!
I thought they did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, 925.
Well, I don't know if they got
it was
back
the
together.
Pandemic. Look, maybe they were sheltering in place. They were like, I can't take you anymore. And then the pandemic ended. They were like, I still love you. And we get time apart. Not like the pandemic days.
I'm with Sarah. No neck or face tattoos. No one's getting those. Yeah. I mean, John might. But
please stop threatening to get them. That's all.
It's just a question. Mm. Just a random question.
Yeah. You just wanted to open the door to a little chit-chat.
Just trying to see what the lines are.
And Linda Perry and Sarah Gilbert, by the way, they finalized their divorce in just recently last month.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So they're definitely done.
Well, they both have considerable finances. So
they do, sure.
I wonder what...
They're both fine, right? Oh, let's see what Sarah Gilbert's net worth is. I mean, she's got Roseanne money and the talk money, right? Wasn't she on the, was it the
talk?
Yes,
but also that, I think it's called the Conners now, but that quietly did like 5 more years, I think.
Yep.
I never watched it, but right as, you know, Roseanne jumped off that cliff all by herself, the rest of the show went, we're going to go
we're
on
gonna
without
go ahead
you.
And do it.
$30 million.
Huh?
Sarah Gilbert. TV money is nice.
It seems like it. You want to play a game?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
All right. Let's play. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. All right. So these are people who are either dead or alive. Oh, thanks. Thanks, Maddie. Maddie, you have to go first because of this. Although I suppose you guys can both pick the same thing, so it doesn't really matter. How about Jack Jones, old school singer who did the Love Boat theme? Dead or alive?
I'd say dead.
The Love Boat.
Jack Jones.
Jack Jones.
I have never heard that name. Old I'm going to say singer. Alive.
He is dead.
Dang it.
And that's a point for Maddie. I want to say he was married to the mom on the Partridge Family in real life.
Shirley Jones?
I think that that's her, that was her husband. Maybe they divorced, but I think that's where she got the Jones from. Yeah. Yeah.
You should have told me that before I guessed.
All right, here we go. Next up, Slick Rick. Eye patch wearing rap pioneer. Slick Rick. Dead or alive?
Alive.
Dead.
He's alive! 60 years old.
Yes!
It's 1-1. How about Holland Taylor? This is Charlie Sheen's mom on 2.5 Men. And Tom Hanks' boss on Bosom Buddies. Lots of TV work. You'd recognize Holland Taylor. Is Holland Taylor dead or alive?
I think it's dead.
She is alive.
She is alive, Vinny.
And she is
2-1.
In a lesbian relationship with some lady.
Yeah.
I remember you telling me about that. A much younger lady, too,
right.
By the way.
Well, she's 82.
Yeah.
Like, she's...
Collusion.
No, this
collusion.
Was many
no collusion.
Years ago.
A couple years
many,
back.
Many years
Not
ago.
Not many, but
I haven't
few.
Heard about her in a long time.
All right, here we go. Next up is T-Bone Burnett. Dead or alive, Counting Crows producer researched and assembled much of the fine music you heard on Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? He's won Oscars. T-Bone Burnett.
Oh, he's alive.
I'll go alive.
He is alive. Good job, guys. He's 77 years old. Could have just as easily been dead. How about... It's old, man.
We all could be.
Yeah, that is true. You know what? You got a point. I'll stop saying that next time. I won't say that next time. How about... Carl Weathers, Apollo Creed and Rocky.
He is dead.
Deceased.
He is dead. And our final one, and by the way, I'm going to make Vinny go first, I guess, so that Maddie can go opposite, because otherwise you could just answer the same. It's 4-3 currently, so Vinny, you got to go first. How about Faye Dunaway, Bonnie and Clyde, Chinatown?
She's alive.
I'll go dead.
She is alive, 84 years old. And by a score of 5-3, Vincent, you are the people's champion.
El campeón del pueblo.
Thank you for the kisses. Always appreciate it.
Thank you, friends.
Yeah.
Happy
Goodbye.
To represent.
Be sure to listen all day, all this afternoon. Listen, if you give us an hour today, you're in the running for $5,000. Plus, we have Bottle Rock tickets falling out of our pockets left and right. Keep it here, and we'll see you back here on Hump Day.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.